actually. It's just coming up to 18 minutes past 11. And I think it's about a week on now since we heard about this total social media ban for our young people, for under 16s. It's not fully implemented yet, and it's probably going to take a while for that to happen. For some reason, I don't know why. But for a lot of us who haven't grown up with social media, it certainly wasn't a thing when I was growing up. You might think, oh, well, what's the big deal? But like for some young people, it's like saying goodbye to their whole social life. It's the way they communicate with each other. And it's just been sort of pulled like a rug from beneath them. So to talk us through some of the things that might be involved and maybe to help us have conversations with our young people, I'm joined by Leeds counsellor and psychotherapist Lisa Norfolk, who's been in before. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Gail. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you so much for coming in. So I'm not exactly sure where we are with this social media ban because my daughter is 16.
Right.
So she's just sort of missing it.
Yes.
So I'm less on what is happening, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So the ban should be for under 16 starting next spring.
Right.
And I think there's talk of the government need to get the legislation sorted out. I think it should be around November, December time. So nothing's actually been implemented. I think it's sort of April, May time.
Right.
But it will actually, yeah, the actual official things are going through sort of Christmas time.
So it seems like they did this in Australia, didn't they?
But
it seems to me like they just decided to do it and they implemented it really quickly. Do we know how that's affecting people yet, or actually if it's working at all? Is it mixed?
Yeah, what I'd read up is that I've read various things about Australia. Some reports were saying that it's working quite well. There's a big uptake on it. But then I've read other sort of reports. So it's a bit more mixed, saying that for the first few days, there was a sort of a bit of a hullabaloo of, oh, yeah, I'm not allowed on it. But then they found ways, the young people, as they do, you know, to get on back on social media through various ways. And I just wonder if, you know, that's going to happen, you know, potentially over this country as well, and perhaps that really needs to be thought about.
Well, I mean, young people are extremely resourceful. Don't underestimate them. And also, what we think about has been social media. Like, we might think about what Twitter was.
Yes.
or we might think about Facebook.
Yeah.
But actually, there are certain games that young people play online. I'm thinking
That's
of things
right.
like Roblox.
Yeah.
Where you know, you've been told it's a game. But actually, that is also social media, isn't it?
It is, because they can actually be speaking, potentially, if you haven't got your parental controls on things like Roblox, to whoever.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's going to not only ban Facebook, Instagram, X, former Twitter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. I think they're also looking at things like AI, you know, not being allowed to interact over, I mean, this should be part of the course anyway, but it's like a sexual nature. You know, there's other things as well, like you say, Roblox, the gaming world as well, because Discord, you know, all these things will be really specifically looked at, I think. So,
I mean, as somebody who talks to a lot of young people, Are any of them worried about this going yet, or is it just not on the horizon, given that it's, for a young person, it probably feels like it's quite a way away, doesn't it?
Well, sort of a mixed bag, really, because obviously if they're sort of 15, 16 now, they're kind of, I'm sort of getting the feedback of, I'm okay, I'll be all right. However, sort of for the younger ones, it's, there is a real worry of, well, what am I actually going to do now if that's taken away from me? So I guess a lot of my work will be around, actually, you know, what can you do, you know, and also getting parents involved as well in the conversation. And I suppose, giving out, because I work with parents as well as the young people, about very much not closing the conversations down, having an open door policy that, yes, it's going to be illegal. However, if your child decides to sort of, I don't know, perhaps have a go, or friends manage to get back onto social media, if something's happened, you know, don't shut the door and say, you know, I don't want to know, or, oh my God, you know, make a big song and dance of it. Encourage the conversation, because they've got to see in you that you're the, like the parent, it's the steady person.
Yeah.
They can go to you.
But also, Like, one of the things that sort of concerns me about doing a ban and then suddenly at 16, 17, saying, right, go for your life, is that, you know, where's the education about how to use these things? Because that should be really important. I think one of the biggest worries about young people using social media is that they're kind of unfiltered. You know, that they don't really think about some of the things that they're saying or the impact of their words, or they might be quite clumsy with how they say things.
Yeah.
And that can really heavily influence somebody else.
Yes.
And it worries me that really we're just kicking that can down the road a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if somebody is protected at 15 and then suddenly, oh, you're on your own at 16 and you haven't had the backup from your parents, your carers or schools, still having that kind of education around it, you're going to be in this world of, you know, not knowing what you're doing online and perhaps being more susceptible to, you know, the online dangers such as, you know, I know they sort of called it stranger danger in a physical sense, but it's still that online, isn't it? And the other dangers of like pro anorexia sites, pro suicide apps, you know, there's sites, there's all these things out there. And if you've kind of just been, you know, the education's been stopped, you know, you don't want to be out in the wilderness. And I think the big tech firms have got like a lot to sort of take responsibility with. They really need to kind of up their game, pardon the
pun. That's it, because they've advanced so unbelievably quickly, haven't they? That in many ways, and I know people have said this before, that social media can feel almost like the Wild West, you know, particularly for our young people.
Absolutely.
And some of the sort of sites that you were talking about there, you know, what can happen is you're scrolling through social media. I've done it myself. I linger over something, I look at something, and guess what? The next five videos it suggests for me are all about that thing. So you saw of you create an algorithm that is fed by your own desire. So it's like it's a dangerous animal, isn't it, to be in control of? And of course they don't want to be massively in control of that, because that's how they keep your eyes. I mean, gosh, it's such a huge subject. How do you even go about talking to young people about the things that are going on in their heads? Because I see that you brought a little tin with you. What's in that?
Well, it's a tin, and it's a pack of cards, and it's called Helping Teenagers Talk About Their Lives cards. So if we're, you know, sort of to tie in with the under 16 social media ban, I suppose what I will end up talking, and I already am doing, talking to teenagers about is things that they can do as alternatives to going on and scrolling and, like you say, the algorithms. So in sessions, I can get these cards out. They've got pictures on of various...
Can I have a look at them?
Yeah, of course. Right. Various scenarios that teenagers and adults might be in. And they've got different sentences on that very much relate.
These are so lovely. They look amazing. And they say things like there's three young people sort of sat on a fence in a wood here or something. And it says, my friends mean so much to me. Mm. And it's like, it's so true, isn't it, at that age?
Absolutely.
And things like, oh, I'm easily bored. There's a picture of somebody who's easily bored. Ah, oh, and this one. You've got somebody sort of tumbling down a hole and it says, my world ended that day.
Yeah.
You know, young people, they feel things very acutely and maybe have difficulty explaining that.
Yeah, and I suppose that really ties into how the under 16 brain is different to ours as an adult. You know, the part of the brain that is rewarded by the things like likes, notifications, it's getting instant dopamine hits.
It's validation as well, isn't it, ultimately?
Absolutely. And when that's sort of going to be taken away, you know, a lot of young people might be feeling irritable, they might be feeling angry, they don't know what to do with those feelings. And that's why it's really important that the parent is an open house and sort of asks them, you know, what is it that you miss about it? Can we come up with a plan together before it happens, so that this doesn't feel like a right, it's all cut off, the wall's down, and it's such a big hit, if that makes sense.
Oh, it all makes sense. These cards are brilliant. So do you use these to sort of spark conversation?
That's right. I mean, one card sometimes can take up a whole session as well.
So there's one here, and it's a group of friends, and they're pointing at someone at the front, and it says, on the outside, discrimination. Mm. Like that feeling of a young person when they feel like they don't fit in, that they feel weird, or that they feel that I just don't feel like any of my friends. Yeah. It's like it's very hard to tell a young person that actually that's quite a common feeling, isn't it?
Well, and absolutely, and that will be one of the sort of things that happens when the ban comes in, that many groups of young people, such as the LGBTQI+ community, neurodivergent children and young people, particularly may feel, you know, hit by having these online communities taken away from them. So, you know, there's lots of things to bear in mind. And I suppose I was also thinking that, yes, the government's implemented this, but the need to have like those sort of third places, like, you know, we used to have like a lot of youth centres.
Oh, and totally.
And they need to, I think there is reports that they will be putting more money back into those type of places so that they can be safe.
Well, one of the cards is sort of sums it up as well.
Yes.
And it's a picture of a mobile phone, and the screen is sort of split in half, and on one side it features thumbs up, likes, it's very brightly coloured, and it's got hearts on it and things, and on the other side it's very, very dark, it's got a thumb down and a cross.
Yes.
And it's my love and hate of social media.
Yeah.
So it implies that everybody feels like that about it, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and I guess for some young people it will be very mixed. On the one hand, they could have, you know, like they've found new people, new friends, like we were saying, a community that fits them. But the other darker side of that is things, especially for, you know, young men being influenced, things like the manosphere, likes of Andrew Tate. You know, there is a real bleak downside to social media.
Absolutely. God, these cards are great.
I'm glad you like them.
Do you know, I wish I'd have seen these when I was a teenager to understand that the things that I was experiencing were you know, common things. This is one I can relate to. Two parents stood at either side of a child. Yeah. They don't understand. They never listen. Mm. And it's like, we do understand. We've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a different time.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think that's what I really try to acknowledge in our sessions together. And also, and I get, try to help parents to sort of just acknowledge that with their children, that, you know, it's a different world that we live in now, and try to sort of understand listen to understand, not to be on with your next response, you know, really hear your young person and be there for them. And perhaps also, you know, when the ban comes in place, if you can set that example of, you know, I'm not on my phone too much, you know, because they will look to you for that example. Mm. Whereas if we're, you know, sat there as parents on our
scrolling,
going to hit a raw nerve, isn't it?
It's a very good point. It's always really nice to talk to you. If people would like to learn more about what you do, or possibly they need some guidance, how can they find you? How can they get in touch with you, Lisa?
Either on social media, Lisa Norfolk Counselling on Instagram or Facebook, or my website is lisanorfolkcounselling.com. Nearly forgot my own website then.
It's all good. Lovely to see you, Lisa. Thank you so much for coming in again. You take care. Ta-ta.